Is it recording?
No. I wanted to go longer.
Oh.
So.
Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said a Pizza Hut, pizza to go. I said Pizza Hut, pizza to go. It's time for the good night, baby. A little relax. All music appreciation podcast. We appreciate it.
What do we call this podcast?
It's amazing I can do that, having the laryngitis Wilson. Yeah. This podcast, the people that made this podcast possible, is brought to you by our friends. This is Hatman and Harwood's Little Red Light Songs, Have a Hate of Music.
You don't have a Have a Hate.
You don't have a
Pat Butcher. So today is, since Stephen has the Wilsons, we won't sing it. But today we're doing the flip side. Flip it on the flip side.
Flipping pancakes on the flip side.
That's just a little bit more than my underwear allows.
That was not real. That was made with my hands. Here's another one.
What's that smell? That's just a little bit more than my underwear allows. I'm a poo-poo boy. My mother changes me. She doesn't understand why they show my flatulence on TV.
That's great, man.
I must admit that was kind of funny.
That was hilarious.
All right.
More than kind of.
I'm going to play the flip side.
Yes. Can I ask a question?
It's on side B.
Okay. Are we going to listen to more Malamar music?
No, we're going to listen to just bad music.
Oh, so Malamar music is not considered bad music.
Are you familiar with King's Road?
Yes, you have featured them before. I think a version of they did a version of Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey.
It was bad.
It was awful.
So this is a Pickwick album, and these are sound-alike albums. So
we love these
are to fool your mama. So if you wanted, let's see who else is on here. You say, well, mama, can you get me a album at the store while you're there? Can you get me
Cheesy Wheezy.
Can you get me a Tony Orlando's Knock Three Times album? No,
because I just really want Tony Orlando's Knock Three Times.
Don album. And she'd go, oh, you know what? This is a greatest hits album. He'll like all these songs because there's Mother, She's a Lady, Isn't That a Pity, Your Song, Jesus Christ Superstar. Instead of paying $4.99, I just pay $1.99 on this Pickwick album. But you get home and they're like, Mama, these ain't the right people. These ain't the right people who sing the songs. These are sound like this is King's Road. This is Pickwick. This is awful.
Now see, I like the Pickwick stuff because
I do too.
It is awful.
Yeah. And
Ray Cronin, that's just Malamar, but
this lady's wearing a Supergirl shirt. Isn't that cool?
Let me see. Oh yeah, she is.
That's another plus.
Uh huh.
Pickwick. Super hits, that's what it's called. There she is again. She wore a Superman shirt.
Oh, yeah.
How'd that happen?
You know, we used to have some. I may still have them somewhere. Dad had a couple of albums that were Pickwick.
Oh, I would like to see those.
I need to see if I still have them. I think they were like rock and roll compilations.
See, that'd be cool. That's what this is, pretty much.
I'll look and see if I've still got those. I might not anymore.
So this song they're covering on King's Road, the song came out in 1970. The original song came out in 1970. Are you familiar with Elton John?
Yes.
And I'm going to play you an Elton John song, but it's not by Elton John. That's a horrible buzzer.
What is that?
That. I just quit.
Okay.
So I'm going to play you your song, but not by Elton John.
Oh.
This on side two, the flip side, and on the flip side on this side. Song one is Jesus Christ Superstar. Then song two is Rose Garden. Three is Mother. Four is I Don't Know How to Love Him, another Jesus Christ Superstar song.
Mm-hmm.
And then five is Your Song. So it's the very last one, written by Elton and Turpin. I can't see it.
stupid. I'm sure it was. Bernie Taupin.
Taupin, sorry. It's dark in here. And then side one is She's a Lady.
Whoa.
Then Knock Three Times. Theme from Love Story. Isn't a Pity. And Amazing Grace. So let's listen to your song by Kings Road.
Now, have you ever heard this?
Nope.
Okay.
It's going to be bad, though. I think I've heard. I don't know how to love him in Jesus Christ Superstar because I am a fan of that Broadway play.
If we need some sort of musical redemption after hearing this, may I make a recommendation?
What's your recommendation?
Vince Guaraldi recorded this as well.
Okay, well, if it's that,
we might have to listen.
If it's that bad,
Because
I'm Jason Chapman and I love bad music.
Yes, you are. Because one time you played the Ray Cronin version of We Only Just Begun, and I had to redeem us by playing Guaraldi's version.
Well, if we have to do that again.
You know, when in doubt, Guaraldi's there.
Guaraldi.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. Don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live. If I was a sculptor, but then again, no. Or a man who makes potions and traveling shoes. Oh, I know it's not much, but it's the best I can do. My gift is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is, are you're in the world. Well, a few other verses, well, it got me quite cross. But there's something quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. I hope you don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world.
My name is Jason Chapman, and I love bad music, and that was horrible.
That was pretty horrible, and I kind of liked it, too.
Yeah, it's just not good. No, it's not. But it's better than Ray Cronef.
Oh, gosh, yes, by far. I like the Pickwick stuff. I like the sound-alike stuff better than Cronef.
Oops. So. Yeah, so that was bad.
That was bad.
That guy didn't sound anything like Elton. That's a bad sound like.
That was a bad sound like. Do we need redemption or are we good?
Go ahead and play redemption.
Okay. Redemption can always be redemptive.
Redemption.
Okay. This is Vince Guaraldi.
And your song.
This is Vince Guaraldi's version of your song.
I hope you don't mind.
I hope you don't mind. I think this came out, I think Vince recorded this around 1974.
1974.
Let me find out for sure here, sure as possible.
Sure as possible. Dun, 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 dun. Sure as possible. Dun, 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 dun. Ooh, that's a song I don't like.
This was...
Sugar, Sugar. I don't like that song.
I don't either. This was released...
A damn cartoon made that, the Archies. How can a cartoon write a song?
I don't know. This was off of the, it's a compilation, it's called North Beach, Vince Guaraldi and Friends. This came out in 2006 through the Vince Guaraldi website.
Wow, he's down by then.
Oh yeah, this was posthumous. I think this was recorded in 1974. There's not a whole lot of information.
Infomomation.
But, nonetheless, I hope you enjoy this. This is, let me get to my podcast music here. This is Your Song by the late, great Vince Guaraldi. Thank you. they made the right call. Yeah, they were.
Yeah, I don't know if he was been ready for that, but he probably did a pretty good job. All right, that was great. I like that. Like that a lot. So, do you feel better now?
Yes.
Good old Vince Growley. Let me see the cable there. I got your sponsor for today. Okay.
Sponsor. Everybody talking about
sponsor. This is. Today's sponsor is our good friends at Popeye's Chicken.
Oh, I might know what Oh, yes.
Chapman Hallward Funeral Homes. Bring your loved ones to the funeral home. Say goodbye at the funeral home. Chapman Hallward Funeral Homes. Bring your date to the funeral home. Bring your kids to the funeral home. Bring your lunch to the funeral home. Chapman Hallward Funeral Homes. Pop your toes at the funeral home. Kiss your girl at the funeral home. Play Battleship at the funeral home. Chapman Hallward Funeral Homes. Go to church at the funeral home. Come and die at the funeral home. Be a waitress at the funeral home. Chapman Hallward Funeral Homes. See President Reagan at the funeral home. Do your taxes at the funeral home. See a monkey at the funeral home. Watch cartoons at the funeral home. Get a bowl eye at the funeral home.
So, that sponsor was the Second Baptist Church of Vienna. Thank you for sponsoring us.
Oh. Do we want them to sponsor us, too?
The Second Baptist Church?
Yes.
Steven just told me that song was about 5 years old.
I think it was probably about 2013.
Wow.
I think that's when I first heard it.
I know I told you this before, but thank you for being a good music influence in my life.
Well, I hope I have.
Because before I met you,
I don't think I've influenced anybody else.
So. I couldn't play. Before I met you, I couldn't play. Well, I could play the drums a little bit, but I couldn't play no guitar. I couldn't write no song. I never thought about writing songs. You know, then we got together and made I Want an Apple.
I Want an Apple. Yeah, that was the Rosetta Stone. That was Floyd and the Kramers.
And that's 2009. That's when it all started.
It was.
But I always wanted the guitar. So I have to thank my dad for giving me the guitar. But then I found out, well, they make left-hand guitars, and this is a right-hand guitar. Yeah. Maybe I'll be a little bit better. And sure enough, I got a little bit better. I'm a little bit better on the... matter of fact, I don't think I can play that right-hand guitar anymore. I tried the other day, and it kind of hurt.
It's just probably too foreign for you now.
It's all stiff. I mean, my arms are just too stiff for that. But but thank you, anyway, for being the music
influence
of my life.
You're very welcome. Like I say, I don't think I've influenced anybody. You may be the only person I've influenced.
Well, that's fine, because we got Chapman Hart Funeral Homes. You wrote on here, Lights of KFC. You can get all these on the iTunes.
Linda Put Her Foot Down.
Linda Put Her Foot Down. That's a great song. I love that. Let's listen to that real fast.
Okay.
Pictures of people, they've gone to the steeple to pray on a rainy, sunny day. For your eyes only makes me feel lonely, I say, on a Linda Harwood. Linda put her foot down. Oh, she put her foot down. Tater tot casserole.
Amazing. I love that.
Thank you very much.
Good job. I mean, I first heard that, I laughed so hard. That song's brilliant. That'd be a good, great instrumental too, by the way.
Well, thank you.
We could do that because
you really liked my Midnight in San Onique.
Oh, I use that all the time on the race on my race videos. If I'm not using it, my song called Heavy Horns, I'm using your Midnight at San Onique.
Well, thanks.
So really cool.
I'm glad you enjoy that.
So what do you got for us today?
Well, this is on the B side, by the way.
Oh, thank God. I was going to leave before I was going to finally take my stand and say, nope, we're not doing this no more. Okay, go ahead. Hey, we're not recording. No, I'm just kidding. That would suck.
Yeah, it would.
I'll pick a different song.
Let's see.
Is this Live and Let Die?
No, it's not.
Is it close?
No.
Is it Ray Conniff?
No, it's not Malamar music.
That's funny.
We're going to listen to A Piano Roll by Clarence Jelly Johnson.
Okay.
I was expecting you to say, you're making this up.
I almost did, but I'm getting tired now.
Clarence Jelly Johnson became an...
You're making this up, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Clarence Jelly Johnson became an in-demand piano roll performer, cutting many performances in Chicago during the mid to late 1920s for the Capitol Music Roll Company and issued as Nickelodeon Piano Rolls.
Did he know Jack the Bear?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know a whole lot about Clarence Johnson. Jason has issues with Jack the Bear.
No picture of him and no recording of him, and he's a famous...
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
I bet there were lots of guys like that just never were recorded.
But they're popular.
Yeah.
People know them.
And they either had drug problems or whatever, and they kicked off early, and, you know, they died lost pretty much. It's sad. That and my grandpa's brother, Frankie Knox, who lived to be about 11 years old, and there's no pictures of him.
That's sad. Oh, that's that one.
And his headstone changes.
That's creepy. We'll talk about that some other time.
Yeah. Back to Clarence Johnson. He never cut any 78s under his own name, but did back several singers, including Edna Hicks, Sarah Martin, Lizzie Miles, Monette Moore, and others. There is an album released on Delmark Records called Lowdown Papa, which is a collection of 20 of his piano rolls. So Clarence Johnson did not record any 78s, but he recorded on, made piano rolls.
Piano rolls.
And of course, piano rolls are what?
Piano rolls.
What would be played on a player piano. And the easiest way for me to describe a player piano, the rolls, there is a mechanism inside the front panel of the piano. There's usually sliding doors, and you put this roll in there, and the machinery on the inside reads the roll in the same fashion that a music box works.
Piano rolls.
Yes.
Yes, that's cool.
We're going to listen to a piece called The Gulf Coast Blues.
I'm ready.
Look at this album cover. Isn't that just the coolest damn
thing? Wow, that is cool.
Yeah,
1917 to 1927.
This was an album released on...
Parlor piano. I almost said like Pialer. I almost said that.
Pialer?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what Pialer is.
I did that in the bathroom.
Oh.
Pialer. I got the shakes and I got the cold chills and I Pialer everywhere.
Pialer. This was released on Biograph Records. Biograph is a label that, and they are known for putting out a lot of piano rolls. They put out piano rolls by Fats Waller and James P. Johnson and Jelly Roll Morton and Ubi Blake and people like George Gershwin and Cole Porter. And they've really done a fine job of preserving those old piano rolls. Scott Joplin.
Piano roll.
Yes. This album here was released in 1970. It's called Parlor Piano 1917-27, Blues and Stomps from Rare Piano Rolls. And this here, I love this. This is an advertisement from the QRS Music Company, which made piano rolls.
Wow.
And
That's cool.
That was a great album.
That is cool.
I got this album off the eBay a couple years ago.
eBay.
I got another one.
I'll look it up now. See how much it is now.
I got another one by Fats Waller of some of his piano rolls, and I cannot remember if it was this one or the other one, but I think it was this one. I think this album had been sealed since 1970, never opened.
Wow, that's amazing when that happens.
You know what it's like when that happens? You break the seal and you play. It's like you're setting the music free.
Yeah, and it's like a time machine.
And of course, the album is in pristine. I mean, it's VG.
You open it up out of the thing, the plastic, then you smell it, and it smells like 1970.
It smells like here.
And then you die.
Yeah, because you just breathed in some formaldehyde. Smell that. Did that smell like 1970 to you?
Yeah, it does actually smell. That smells like Grandma's house. That's cool.
Yeah.
Grandma's house used to smell
that's
like
probably,
that.
Probably, I don't know. We probably
it's just smell more.
Probably, yeah. Either that or asbestosis. Okay, this is kind of paraphrasing the same thing, but on the back, this says, Clarence Jelly Johnson was a talented pianist and composer during the early 1920s who recorded nearly 200 piano rolls.
Wow.
For Columbia Capitol, U.S., QRS, Melody, M-E-L-O-D-E, and Staff Note. His playing on 78s was limited to a few blues singer accompaniments, so he has rarely been heard to advantage or widely appreciated. Clarence and Jimmy Blythe, who I love Jimmy Blythe's playing, we'll talk about him someday, were close friends in Chicago. Both played and developed a distinctive South Side Chicago style, but they also picked up breaks and ideas from the James P. Johnson and Fats Waller QRS roles, as the Gulf Coast Blues reveals. Now, this piece, this is a foxtrot. It was written, words and music, by another great pianist from New Orleans, Clarence Williams. Copyright Clarence Williams Music Company, and this was in 1923. This was played by Clarence Johnson in New York City.
New York City. Get a rope.
Get a rope. This piano roll was made in August 1923. And its identification number, or its not serial number, but you know they had probably an ID number, QRS 2303.
This is amazing.
Yeah. Now I do want to say yes.
We have no bananas.
you can download this piece. You can download it off the iTunes, but
that's brand new, man.
Let me tell you, this. If I was to bring over an album. A Ray Charles album and play Georgia On My Mind or Hit the Road Jack, it would be a little silly because you can get those on the iTunes.
Oh, yeah.
You can get this particular track on the iTunes, but who's going to know that? And who's going to download it? I mean, this is kind of an antiquated musical style.
Well, yeah. 1927. Yeah.
So, yes, you can download this. We try to avoid doing that. I've done it a time or two, I think. But we try to avoid playing stuff flip side wise that you can get on iTunes.
No, you can't get that Pickwick stuff on iTunes.
No. But like I say, this is not a popular piece, and it's
still cool. You brought the LP over.
Yeah, it's very cool.
And very entertaining
to
me.
It's kind of a compliment that it is.
It smells like 1970. Don't eat it, please.
Okay. This is track number 3, so I hope you enjoy this. We're not really doing what you're thinking, fool. But
Foo?
I want to know what your thoughts are and
I'll do what you're thinking.
What
fool.
Is conjured up in your mind?
What you're thinking, fool?
And I just can't get over that. That is the coolest. I love that.
It is cool.
Yeah, I think
I can't believe it was sealed.
Let me see the cover of this. It is like an ad. That the QRS Music Company put out probably in the 20s.
Yeah.
And it shows some of the pianists whose music is featured. Lemuel Fowler, J. Lawrence Cook, Clarence Williams, the great James P. Johnson, Clarence Johnson, who we're going to listen to, the great Thomas Fats Waller, and the great Lucky Roberts.
Let's go with him.
He's my next-door neighbor. He's a hell of a piano player. He could reach an interval of a 14th on the piano. That's 14 keys.
Wow.
Yeah, huge hands.
Wow.
Yeah. What in the
world? That album.
Okay, well, here it is. This is the Gulf Coast Blues by Clarence Johnson.
Let's do it. Do it. Well, good catch. That was a really cool song. Thank you for sharing that.
Well, you're very welcome.
I like that kind of music,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I do, too. That's, like I say, that is...
I can't believe that record was sealed, though.
I think it was this one. Or it might...
That's me.
Feeding back. It might have been the Fats Waller one, but...
still cool. Still. Smell like the 70s.
This was purchased at Sam Goody.
Wow.
And I don't know. It says 4/72.
I haven't heard about Sam Goody in a long time. So,
yeah. Good old-time piano music. I love the piano rolls. One thing I've always wanted to do is...
Was roll on the piano.
Yeah. Is to actually have a... Not either have a piano player or play a piano, but actually work one and pump the pedals and
yeah.
The rolls go. You know, and in those days, back in the teens and in the 20s, if you had a player piano, you could go out and get these rolls and put them inside the piano and play them, and it was like you had Clarence Johnson playing right in your house.
That's
or
true.
Scott Joplin or Jelly Roll Morton or George Gershwin. I mean, that was it was very, if you think about it, that technology for its time was really...
This song's over 100 years old.
Yeah.
I just realized that.
Yeah.
Because you said the teens, back in the teens and 20s. I'm like, well, that's what it is now.
Yeah, that was the music. That was the rock and roll music back in those days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I dig it.
Thank you for sharing that.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that, Jason.
I did. So if someone wants to roll on your piano, how can they get a hold of you? I went to a party, and who did I see? Peanut butter.
I have to pee.
So if someone wants to roll on your piano, how do they get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me at capital P, Professor, capital SH83@gmail.com. And if Jason, if anybody wants to go out and buy some lemon preserves, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, good night, sleepyhead show at gmail.com.
Das also waren die Lovebirds mit Peanut Butter.